USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security. William McGurn is a former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush and now with the Wall Street Journal. He has some advice for President Trump tonight.
I'm a less is more person.
Okay. Look,
the Ten Commandments were fit on two stone tablets. The Gettysburg Address was 271 words. I'm a less is more. I think that they could do it.
Accused Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz is in court today in one of many of his procedural hearings. The prosecution says this should be a very easy case to prosecute.
It's a fairly straightforward case that does not require years and years to prepare for.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
More folks were added to the voter rolls in Florida, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than a million convicted felons in Florida can start registering to vote. The amendment that voters approved to restore many felons' voting rights takes effect today. People convicted of murder or sex offenses not eligible to vote, though. And before voting rights can be restored, felons have to complete their prison sentence as well as any probation.
The annual Consumer Electronics Show kicks off in Las Vegas on Tuesday. Smart devices could have a big showing this year, with companies like Google and Amazon expanding on ways that people can use Google Home and Alexa devices. Danielle Castingale of the Consumer Technology Association tells NBC News some of the things you can expect.
From self-driving cars to artificial intelligence, 5G connectivity, digital health, everything that you could imagine.
The show runs in Las Vegas until January 11th. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
News came out that about 36 drug companies would be raising their list prices at the beginning of 2019. This goes against the Trump administration and really a bipartisan effort on both sides of the aisle to get prescription drug prices lower for all Americans. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joins Fox News and says the drug prices are going up, but we have to remember.
The president's been really clear. Prices of drugs need to be coming down, not going up. Now, the price increases that just happened, these are lower than have happened in past years, and that's real savings to American people. It's fewer drugs, it's lower increases, but they're still not acceptable. And what's happening is these drug companies keep increasing their list price so that they can funnel more money to middlemen, these pharmacy benefit managers, as kickbacks to keep their drug in a preferred status on the drug formulary. We've got to tackle these incentives or we're going to keep seeing increasing list prices. Now, we're making progress there, but the president has been clear. This has to stop. Drug prices must start coming down, not going up, and we will work with Democrats. We will work with Republicans.
In regards to socialized medicine fixing our problems, Azar says,
socializing the means of production is really rarely a good answer to solving any problem in the marketplace. The generic industry in the United States is a gem of our system. It is highly competitive. It is low cost.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.